This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Michigan documentary filmmaker Audrey Geyer knows what most people talk about when it comes to Native Americans, casinos or mascots. But she says there's so much more to their story that isn't being told. With her new documentary called Our Fire Still Burn, Geyer shares the past history and contemporary stories that have made Michigan's Native American tribes into what they are today.
You know, I think that so much of Native American history is hidden and suppressed almost in the school system. I think it's a very ugly, kind of just awful part of our history in so many ways that it's just, you know, not talked about maybe because of that.
That hidden, ugly history is vast, but in her documentary, Geyer focuses on one specific part, the American Indian boarding schools built during the 19th and 20th centuries. Schools in Mount Pleasant and Harbor Springs lasted well into the 1900s. Geyer says many compared them to concentration camps, and inside, speaking your native tongue was often strictly forbidden. Geyer chronicles the stories of survivors' families. Here's a clip from the film.
What was the purpose of the boarding schools? It was the United States trying to deal with the Indian problem. Well, let's educate, culturate them through education. Kill the Indian, save the man. And how do you kill the Indian? You kill his spirit.
And my grandparents, great-grandparents came out of that with extremely low dignity, honor, integrity, the inability to be a parent and know how to be a parent.
Geyer says that history still manifests itself today. As those stories pass from generation to generation, the worries about how Native Americans are perceived by outsiders haven't gone away.
There's a lot of distrust through the generations that gets passed on to the current generations around identity and heritage. So many interviewees, when they were growing up, they were taught to hide their Native American identity because of fear of being, you know, sometimes killed, like taken from the home.
As I reflect back, I can see how they were really teaching us to be Indian. And that people will say, yeah, I was brought up to deny I was Indian, never mention I was Indian. And I listen to those stories and I think, boy, how tragic that was.
Geyer says that even as our culture has made progress in righting wrongs, this identity crisis still persists for many Native Americans. But she also says she sees hope in museums, workshops, cultural centers. Geyer says these programs are reintroducing nearly extinct languages and sacred ceremonies like ancient healing fires.
Most of the time we think of medicine as a prescription or an aspirin, where a lot of it is what we release, what we let go of. Some people hang on to their hurt. And that's why these things were given to us, so we could let that go and go live in a pure way.
It's just so critical that they're not lost. And for the American society as well, that these things live on and start to eventually thrive, I think is so important.
Geyer says that when she screens the documentary for Michigan audiences, it's this view of Native Americans, not as stereotypes from the 50s, but as real living people with a real history that she wants to show her viewers. And she says that new perspective surprises her audiences the most.
I find that from the reaction, most non-natives are just taken aback by the content of the documentary in the sense that they feel so ignorant about the topics and about the history and about what is going on now. And they're excited that they are actually finally learning about it and finding out these basic things. But, you know, they're also shocked that they haven't known about them.
You can see Audrey Geyer's documentary, Our Fires Still Burn, at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tomorrow at 1:30. Hear our full interview with Geyer on our website. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.